Starland's Wine Cellar, written by John Baker and Nick Place, and read by Simon Burke. The airport looked like pretty much every other small city airport in any part of the world. Not particularly modern, not particularly ancient, just bland. Kevin Hopko and I walked through the doors and saw two men, one in a t-shirt and a black leather jacket, unshaven, with bleary eyes, the other in a business shirt, no tie, and a blazer, looking sharper and more alert. He had to be Georgi Aramishvili, mid-30s perhaps, so maybe a decade younger than me, not as old as I'd imagined. He had a mop of black hair that looked as though it didn't like being tamed, especially at 1:30 a.m. in a too brightly lit airport arrivals lounge. Georgi was of average height and had a bit of a girth on him that spoke of a love of good food and wine. He was smiling broadly as he walked towards us, holding out his hand and saying, "Mr. John Baker, to meet you is such a pleasure at last." His accent thick but understandable. "Hello, George," I said. "Thank you for meeting us at this time of the night."
"Do you joke?"
he laughed.
"You are our most honored guests."
The other guy in the jacket was introduced as Nino, and I guess he didn't speak much English because he only nodded at us and sort of grunted. He handed me a business card. Nino Maskishvili, Chief Consultant in Special Issues. I took in the names of his three companies, agency firm Goodwill, Backwind Limited, and Orby Limited. I said, "Chief Consultant in Special Issues. It's nice to meet you, Nino." He had coarse dark hair that might have been wavy if it weren't cut short in a military style, a hairstyle that matched the hard, almost brutal features of his face. He grunted again and shook hands rather formally. As Nino also gave a card to Kevin and shook hands, I watched Kevin's face, already a polite mask as calculations and appraisals took place behind those eyes of his that see everything, never missing a trick. I smiled and said to George, "We should get our bags."
"John," he said, "you do not need to worry about that. I will take care of customs. Come, come."
We were led out of the arrivals hall through a side door, and from there up a flight of stairs to a small room that had a sign saying, "VIP Welcome Area." There were two other men inside, in suits, smiling professionally, and we were introduced. One was from the Georgian Ministry of Industry and Commerce, and the other was Mr. Rivaz, who George told us was a very senior executive from the winery. Neither appeared to speak English, so there was a lot of nodding and smiling as Nino poured us all a glass of what turned out to be a sweet sparkling wine and handed around a large plate of chocolates. Just what you need after flying from Sydney to London, then another 7 hours back east, arriving in the middle of the night and jet-lagged half to oblivion. It was almost 2 a.m. Toasts were made to our arrival and to our success, and to the business we would do together, and to me, and to Kevin, and to Australia, and to wine.